The Sea to Sky Bears set the goal of making it to the provincial playoffs, and so far, the two qualifying squads have shown just how good they can be. The U15A1 team rocked their first game against Cranbrook. In the Capital News Center in Kelowna, the team beat the Cranbrook Bucks 7-3 on March 20. This came a day after arriving in Kelowna, with each team member dyeing their hair bleach blonde for good luck. In the afternoon on March 21, the U15A1 team tied the Fort St. John 2-2. The team will pick up on March 22 for a doubleheader with a morning game against the Peninsula Eagles and an afternoon game against hometown Kelowna. Meanwhile, the U18A1 team has also gotten off to a quick start in the 2023 U18 Tier 2 Championship in the Ladner Leisure Center in Delta. On March 19, they took on Penticton and handily beat them 5-1. They took on the Peninsula Eagles the next day and won 5-2. And early into the afternoon on March 21, the Bears narrowly edged out the Cranbrook Bucks, 6-5, to move on to the semifinal game on March 22. Mason Fieldhouse earned Player of the Game honors in the first win, whereas Brad Hunter and Dan Moses shared the honor after the second victory, according to the team's Facebook page. Sam Molinaro earned the honor after the game-tying goal and go-ahead goal in the win versus the Bucks. Although the U18A2 squad did not qualify for the provincial playoffs, they finished their season strong with a huge push in the playoffs. Highlights for the team included a comeback 4-point series win against South Delta. After losing the first game, the team dominated its next two games, with final scores of 4-1 and 8-1, to move on to the next round. Keep an eye on the Sea to Sky Bears throughout the playoffs at seatoskybears.com or this Facebook page.